The Mindful Medic podcast is proudly sponsored by the Medical Benevolent Association of New South Wales. The MBA of New South Wales is an independent charity that has been supporting doctors in New South Wales and ACT since 1896. They provide specialised counselling, information, referral and financial assistance to doctors and their families during times of adversity or hardship. Their aim is to provide non-judgmental support so that the doctor or family member recovers their well-being and independence and, wherever possible, returns to their vocation. Their services are free, specialised and no referral is necessary. All contact is kept strictly confidential and they are independent of any regulatory body. Running some of the stunning West Helen Way trails and even got some sunshine, which is always a bonus. And so I've taken a break and a brief hiatus from the general podcast content. However, I wanted to record this short trailer to introduce a really exciting project that I am involved with and really delighted that the podcast can support. So regular listeners of the podcast will recall my conversation with Dr. Sarah Dalton and the beginning of season three. So Sarah is a paediatric emergency physician, a clinical leader, and she's also an executive coach. She spoke a bit about her coaching work, particularly doctors, in that episode. And I actually kept a little bit of the conversation aside because I anticipated that perhaps she might get this pilot project off the ground, and indeed she has. So she spoke about in that episode a short coaching program that they introduced for doctors last year, and they did some research with the Black Dog Institute, and there were some really encouraging results. She also mentions in this short conversation their Burn Bright program. But herself and her colleague at Capstan, Coach Rita Holland, have for some time been thinking about how they can introduce coach-like questions into a mentoring space and make that more accessible to a wider group of clinicians. And she introduces the idea of MentorMD. So Sarah will introduce it here. But essentially, this pilot project will invite a group of 25 doctors to come and attend a virtual mentoring space. And you will recognise some of my co-mentors and facilitators as previous guests on the podcast. So Dr. Todd Fraser, who is the founder and co-founder of the Osler platform, and Dr. Amandeep Hanser, a co-founder of Creative Careers in Medicine, Dr. Kim Hansen, emergency physician, clinical leader, who has a big remit in quality and safety, and women's leadership, will be helping to co-facilitate in addition to some of Sarah and Rita's colleagues at Capstan. And the invitation is that this will be a 90-minute virtual space. It will use breakout rooms, and you're encouraged to bring a question, something you're working with, to the conversation. And, you know, for anyone who listens to this podcast, the themes will be very familiar, that, you know, the ideas would be perhaps transitions and positions in medicine, perhaps being well and flourishing at work, medical leadership, clinical entrepreneurship, quality and safety, healthcare systems, maybe medical podcasting. That gives you a bit of an idea. And certainly any topics we've covered in the Mindful Medic podcast would be fair game. There will be a nominal fee, but that really is just to confirm commitment to attend. And I encourage you to sign up, because even if you don't get a place, then, you know, the hope is that there will be an appetite for this. I certainly think it has merit, and we'll be able to see this grow wings and offer more places in the future. So without further ado, I will let you listen to this short conversation.
Thanks, Cheryl. I think it's so important to find ways of accessing coaching or coach-like conversations in an accessible way, because coaching programs, don't get me wrong, I think they're fantastic, and if you have the opportunity to do it, it's great, but it usually means several hours worth of a commitment. So what we're trying to do is offer ways of people having coaching conversations in smaller chunks. So either through coaching groups, and we have a series called Burn Bright, which is coming together with a group of people with similar environments and having four sessions to work through what's your goal, where are you now, what are your options, and then what are you going to do about it. But if you just want to have a one-off session, I think it's really important to connect with other people, the ABC framework, making sure you've got that belonging and contribution. And having an opportunity to hear people who have similar problems and how they have processed them is a really valuable way to learn and reflect yourself. So using coach-like questions, we are having mentor MD sessions, which is kind of more mentoring because it's a little bit more telling, you know, oh, that's what I thought or that's what I did. But it's very accessible because you can just sign up for an hour and a quarter, go into a breakout room with three other people, talk through what your current challenge is and what you're thinking about and what help you might need, listen to each other, talk to each other. But in the room is also a mentor, potentially someone that you've heard on a podcast or someone that you have heard of or know of in the environment that you're in, who at the end of the session might share some pearls of wisdom with you around what they've learned as well. So that's a more of a mentoring than a coaching, but we use coach-like questions. And I think that that's something where we can connect with each other and solve problems together. And as they say, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Yeah, I mean, and I think this sounds fabulous. And, you know, you've got me thinking of a couple of things that I've been involved with or experienced in the recent past with similar threads. So there's an initiative here that my colleague introduced me to called Mentor Walks. So going for, you know, a talk and a walk with your mentor. And we thought that might be quite a nice initiative to introduce to our department. We've only managed to do it once so far, but hopeful that we'll get more of that happening this year. Certainly plenty of nice places to walk in nature here in Tassie. And you know, the other thing, so you've just spoken about the coaching mentoring continuum and kind of extending that to the mentoring peer support continuum. When I was doing the Stanford Wellbeing Directors course earlier last year, it was a, you know, purely online platform. Most of the participants were in the US. But we, you know, we did a lot of exercises in breakout rooms where we were using a lot of the techniques, you know, appreciative inquiry, some kind of coaching and mentoring techniques. And we did this really valuable exercise called My Life in Thirds, which, you know, so everybody brought, you know, brought an experience to the table. And then, you know, we had discussions around that in terms of different perspective, that shared experience, you know, really helpful to listen to people that had maybe been there, done that, seen it before. And I think it was very powerful. And I can really see that this platform can, you know, add value.
I think it does. And a lot of this conversation is actually when you're in a situation yourself and you hear that someone else is in the same situation or has had the same problem, there's that moment of, I'm not alone. And the reason this is hard is because it's hard. It's not just because of me. And even that connection can be a huge changing point for people to understand that others have been there before and got through it, and so will you.
So I'll put a link to how you can sign up for Mentor MD in the show notes. And there's a bit more information on the platform itself, the other mentors. I'm really looking forward to joining some of you. In my general mentoring practice, I get as much out as I put in. So I'm really looking forward. And as I say, I think there does become a bit of peer support in this. And you know, Sarah has talked about the autonomy, belonging, contribution, but I think that community connection, we underestimate its value in medicine. I just finally wanted to say that this falls on Friday, June 3rd, and just recently it's been announced that that is also Crazy Socks for Docs Day. So there is an even greater incentive to do something for yourself. And, you know, for those who are not familiar with Crazy Socks for Docs and its founder, the fabulous Dr. Jeff Toogood, I'll actually put a link to my previous conversation with Jeff and a link to this year's event so that you can find out what's happening on the day and hopefully bring some of that into your own day and to your own team at work. Thanks again, and I look forward to joining you for business as usual and some regular podcast content in the next month or two. Thanks again to our sponsors, the MBA of New South Wales. They do wonderful work for our colleagues who are at this very minute experiencing a hard time. One way you can show you care about doctors' welfare is to go to their website, www.mbansw.org.au, and donate today. Knowing that their colleagues care is a big part of these doctors' recovery, so please be part of the solution. All donations are tax deductible. If you can, please also consider a monthly donation, as even small amounts collectively will allow them to plan their growth to support their increased demand.